Piacy 2.
Hello, and welcome to this week's podcast, all about green tourism. Green tourism is becoming an important part of the travel industry and is generally seen as a positive step. Although not everyone is convinced that green tourism is such a good thing, let's start with one of the advantages. First of all, the most interesting types of green holiday are conservation holidays, where you can help take care of wildlife. I think you'll agree that that's more exciting than what some of us do, just sit on a beach, and much better for the planet. Another important effect of green tourism is that owners of hotels and so on are making their accommodation more eco-friendly these days. It's true that green tourists definitely prefer to stay in places where their hosts care about the environment. And a further example of positive change is given by local businesses. As green travel becomes more popular, more local businesses like restaurants and transport companies offer environmentally friendly services. We need to remember the important role green travel plays in encouraging businesses to become more responsible. In fact, green tourism goes beyond environmental benefits. As more money stays in the community, local people invest in developing businesses and jobs are created. This leads to stronger and more stable communities with hopes for the future. All this may be so, but green tourism doesn't just have advantages. Let's look at some of the disadvantages. Unfortunately, the popularity of green tourism can encourage dishonest travel companies to offer so-called green holidays that actually prove to be more harmful to the environment. Of course, there are genuine green travel companies, but a downside of green holidays is that they are often very expensive and few people can afford them. What's the point of offering environmentally friendly holidays if many people won't be able to go on them? Finally, what happens when green tourism becomes popular in rural areas? These areas could become too full of people, which could change the local culture. Even if tourists try their best to limit their environmental impact, that would be a great pity, wouldn't it? So, as tourists, perhaps we need to start thinking more carefully before we choose our next holiday. Well, that's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Join me again next week. Hello, and welcome to this week's podcast, all about green tourism. Green tourism is becoming an important part of the travel industry and is generally seen as a positive step. Although not everyone is convinced that green tourism is such a good thing, let's start with one of the advantages. First of all, the most interesting types of green holiday are conservation holidays, where you can help take care of wildlife. I think you'll agree that that's more exciting than what some of us do, just sit on a beach, and much better for the planet. Another important effect of green tourism is that owners of hotels and so on are making their accommodation more eco-friendly these days. It's true that green tourists definitely prefer to stay in places where their hosts care about the environment. And a further example of positive change is given by local businesses. As green travel becomes more popular, more local businesses like restaurants and transport companies offer environmentally friendly services. We need to remember the important role green travel plays in encouraging businesses to become more responsible. In fact, green tourism goes beyond environmental benefits. As more money stays in the community, local people invest in developing businesses and jobs are created. This leads to stronger and more stable communities with hopes for the future. All this may be so, but green tourism doesn't just have advantages. Let's look at some of the disadvantages. Unfortunately, the popularity of green tourism can encourage dishonest travel companies to offer so-called green holidays that actually prove to be more harmful to the environment. Of course, there are genuine green travel companies, but a downside of green holidays is that they are often very expensive and few people can afford them. What's the point of offering environmentally friendly holidays if many people won't be able to go on them? Finally, what happens when green tourism becomes popular in rural areas? These areas could become too full of people, which could change the local culture. Even if tourists try their best to limit their environmental impact, that would be a great pity, wouldn't it? So, as tourists, perhaps we need to start thinking more carefully before we choose our next holiday. Well, that's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Join me again next week.